everyone, and welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Dong Ning.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jonathan.
大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。Jonathan, you've been to China for like 3 years, right?
Coming on 4 now.
Four, right. So, how many cities you've been?
I've been to a good amount, maybe 5 or 6 cities around.
Like major cities, Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong?
Beijing, Shanghai, Xi'an, Qingdao is one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
Even got up to Harbin to see the ice festival.
Very cold. But have you by any chance to went to Hangzhou before?
I have never been to Hangzhou.
You know, Hangzhou is a really, really beautiful city because there's a west lake over there. So right now, the city of Hangzhou again tops the list of the 10 happiest cities in China, published by Oriental Outlook magazine in China. So the magazine claims nearly 30 million people participated in a survey via questionnaires in newspapers or over the internet or mobile phones. There was also an independent survey involving a total of 600,000 people from 100 Chinese cities.
Yeah, this evaluation looked at factors such as the pace of life, the human touch, opportunities to make money, convenience, natural environment, culture, and entertainment options, as well as the gap between the rich and the poor.
那么最近呢，在某杂志发布的中国最具幸福感城市中，杭州呢再度居榜首。那该杂志称呢，全国各地累计近3000万人参与报纸、手机短信和网络的问卷调查。同时呢，100个地级和县级的候选城市中呢，进行了覆盖60多万人的独立入户调查。评选出的策略呢，是包括生活节奏、人情味、赚钱机会、生活便利、自然环境、文明程度、文化娱乐、治安状况、贫富分化等等。那得出的结论呢，就是杭州当选了中国最幸福的城市。So, Hangzhou, which dates back more than 2,000 years, has topped the list of all 3 years it has been published. So, the former Song Dynasty capital and now the capital of China's Zhejiang province has long been known for its beautiful scenery, its fine silk, and as the birthplace of Longjing tea. But what makes it an attractive place to live also seems to have a lot to do with its slower pace of life.
Well, Shanghai and Beijing, two places that I've spent a lot of time in, were among the list's top 10 the first time around in 2007, but have since fallen off. Surprisingly, the two weren't even included in the top 20 this year. In 2008, Shanghai and Beijing ranked number 1 and 2 as the most convenient cities, while this year Nanjing and Hangzhou took those places. And while Nanjing, Beijing, and Shanghai led the sub-list for the cities with the best education opportunities, this year the top 3 were Nanjing, Xi'an, and Hangzhou, with Beijing and Shanghai nowhere in sight.
Maybe because people live in these cities because they have a lot of pressure. The competition is so fierce because the major international companies based in here in Beijing or Shanghai. So a lot of people gather here, want to make more money or buy a really, really nice house. But the reality is the more people gathered here, the more competition, there are, right?
Well, talking about Beijing, more than 4 million migrant workers have crowded in. In a village-like community in North Beijing, tens of thousands of college graduates live together in very simple housing. And in their eyes, Beijing is no longer the place they once dreamed of. But just like you said, rather a place to accumulate more experience and more money before settling down somewhere else.
But do you know West Lake in Hangzhou?
No, I've never been.
It's really beautiful. I've been to Hangzhou before, and it's in October, I think. The weather is really perfect over there. And, along the the West Lake, a lot of the, senior people, they all retired. So they gather together, women together and men together. They play chess or they sing songs, more and more. So it's really, really beautiful. It's kind of a scenery of West Lake.
Oh, sounds like a great place to be. Beijing being a money-making capital, maybe, not the happiest place to live, but never a dull moment.
So if you don't want to have a lot of pressure, then maybe you can choose like Hangzhou, like Nanjing, these cities to go, because the pace of life is pretty slow there, and the quality of life is also really high.
Yeah, well, I don't see it anywhere on the list, but Qingdao has always been one of my favorite places to visit.
Qingdao seems like it's kind of a city, like a European city. Right.
It does. It has a lot of European architecture, and according to the Qingdao Brewery, there's not one beer in the city that is less or older than 24 hours.
Do you like Qingdao beer?
I have a little taste for Qingdao beer.
Yeah, I heard that in Qingdao, usually when we buy a bottle of beer, because it's in bottle, right? But if you go to Qingdao, they said you can take a plastic bag. They hold the beer with plastic bags. It's really interesting, huh?
Yes.
So can you imagine that?
I can imagine it because I've lived it. Still strange to see, though.
Mm.
So, while I've never been to Hangzhou, you know, anything beside the sea or a big lake is usually a beautiful place to live.
Mm. 而且呢，这样一来入选的十大最具幸福感的城市中呢，像杭州和昆明这样特别注重均衡发展的城市呢，也有像同时呢也有像南京和西安，教育资源非常的丰富。而一些中度发达城市呢，像宁波和长沙呢，由于生活节奏相对较慢呢，压力较小，也很受大家的青睐。此外呢，还有很多的县级市，包括山东的邹平市，还有江西的宜兴市也入选了十大幸福感的县级市。 Some cities I think you never heard of, right?
Oh, maybe not everything on the list, visited half of them. Xi'an especially is another one that made the list that a lot of my foreigner friends have all said they liked.
Really good. Alright, so now let's take a break. Listen to a song from Katie Tunstall, Suddenly I See.
that was Suddenly I See by K.T. Tunstall.
Yeah, so speaking of this year, 2010, people would think how to, you know, evaluate their money and start a new decade because 2010 is another start from another, you know, 10 years. You know, first one, somebody, you know, some experts gave us some suggestions of how to get a good start for 2010. And the first one is set up a saving plan, which is ever since the financial tsunami swept over for it in September 2008, many people have saved furiously. That's a good thing, but there's a temptation to lose the discipline once the storm clouds start to break.
Oh, yeah, that financial tsunami that I came home to just in time in November 2008 was really serious, so these are good ideas. Well, while the economy remains fragile and many people are still out of work, the signs of recovery are becoming more and more apparent. Among your New Year's resolutions, you should include a savings goal that is a function of your regular income, even if it's not a large amount of money. So maybe cutting out that daily trip to the coffee shop and instead taking that money and putting into savings would be a good idea.
那很多人呢都会想在2010年我们制定一个怎样的新年理财计划呢才合理。那么很多外国的专家其实给出了这样一个建议，比方说第一点就是要制定自己的攒钱计划。那么从08年9月份的金融海啸呢将一切席卷一空以来呢，很多人都在疯狂的攒钱，这是好事。不过一旦风暴的阴云开始消散呢，这样的自律可能就会丧失。那专家说呢，尽管经济依然脆弱，很多人仍待在家中，复苏的迹象呢却越来越清晰。那在你的新年决心中呢，制定一个攒钱的目标，与你的固定收入挂钩。其实呢，攒下的每笔钱并不是很多，那么保持自律非常重要。攒下的钱呢，可能会随着时间的推移而增长。Alright, so that's the first tips for you. Set up a saving plan. Well, despite you are, you know, for many young people like 20-something or even some 30 years old, they would not save a lot of money because they want...In Chinese, we had a word to express that, like, 月光族, spend all of the money. Americans also don't have the habit of saving money. So do you think this kind of financial tsunami, you know, changed Americans' mind to save money?
Yeah, Americans didn't have that reputation in the past, but especially after the last few years, it is on everyone's mind for sure.
Mm.
The next tip we have is to build a rainy day fund.And advice how to save for retirement or for your kids' college is plentiful, even though these aren't things that we're thinking about at 20 years old and 30 years old. But less plentiful is guidance on what kind of a rainy day fund you should have. You know, a rainy day fund is one that your savings plan can feed and should cover about 6 months' worth of income. It's kind of like a form of personal insurance and is very valuable in these rapidly changing times.
那还有一点呢，就是为自己建立一支应急的基金。那应急基金的钱呢，可以来自攒钱计划当中，它应该相当于约六个月的收入，这是个人保险的一种形式。那在眼下这种迅速变化的时代非常重要。So they said this fund should be kept in safe and easy to tap assets, lettering certificates of deposit out 6 months is one way. So that means buying CDs of 1 month, 2 months, etc. to 6 months. As each CD matures, you buy another 6 month CD to keep the letter in place.
Yeah, a CD or a certificate of deposit is a good, easy investment that you can be very, very sure that you'll make a little money and at the end of 6 months be able to turn it into cash if you really need it.
This CD is not a CD, like a video or a DVD, right?
No, not much of an investment opportunity to put into DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And the third tip we have is something that I think is the most important, which is migrate to a debit card or to a credit card that must be paid each month instead of running along your minimum balance.
那么这一点呢，就是说改用每个月必须还款的借记卡或者是其他银行卡。So cutting up credit cards makes a lot of sense, and eliminating all credit cards debt makes even more sense. The interest rates associated with credit card debts can easily overwhelm the returns you can get elsewhere.
Yeah, one of the most interesting tips I have ever heard is to put your credit card in a glass of water and put it in the freezer.
Hmm.
Then, that way, if you ever want to make an impulse kind of buy, you have to take the glass out of the freezer, wait a couple hours, and if it's still a good idea or still something you have to do, then you can use your credit card.
那么这点建议呢，其实专家说，可以减碎信用卡，就是不使用自己的信用卡。不过现在的世界呢，正在迅速摆脱使用现金的年代，不用信用卡的想法呢，其实又行不通。那试试用现金去买机票、买奢侈品。看看这会在你的这个消费里面里产生怎样的一个反应。Yeah, that's true, because when you want to buy a 10,000 kuai purse or a bag, then when you didn't, you know, use the credit card, you use the real cash, then you will think a lot, maybe it's a lot of money, I would not buy that.
Yeah, aside from China, the world is moving away from cash at a pretty rapid pace.The notion of having no plastic is barely feasible in a lot of Western countries. You know, for instance, try buying a plane ticket with cash and see what comes up in the government computers. You know, buying a plane ticket through cash and you'll probably be going through extra security. So, what kind of card should you have? A debit card is one that acts just like cash, which probably makes it the best option. You can only spend what you have.
Our next one is rebalance your investment, 就是平衡投资。Last rebalancing meant adding to stock exposure after a year of steep stock losses. That notion felt madly crazy at the time, but it proves wise.
Yeah, well, that's because the stocks rallied from March lows and a lot of them put in a remarkably strong year.Now, most of us are too heavy on the stock side of the equation, so moving some money into bonds or even cash to regain that balance would be very prudent in these kind of days.
That's a quote from Warren Buffett. Don't put all the eggs in one basket, right?
Yeah, never put all of your eggs in one basket.
这点就是要平衡投资，把一部分的钱存起来，一部分的钱用于股市或者其他投资项目当中，这样呢，总会给自己留一条后路。So the last one is plan to reward yourself, 奖励自己。那新年的决心呢，常常无法坚持下去，一个主要的原因就是这个过程中五味杂陈。那么节食攒钱不花钱，我们以苦行僧的姿态呢，开始了新的一年。而到二月份之前呢，却发现这种生活并不适合和我们，所以要一定要学会给自己呢一种奖励，适当的时候奖励自己，或者是出去旅游啊，或者是买一个心仪的产品啊，等等，都是一个很好的办法。So New Year's resolutions, you know, usually don't stick, and a big reason is that it's all like eating sawdust. So sometimes you make a resolution, then you cannot keep on. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, to going on a diet, saving money, not spending. You know, we like to think of ourselves as aesthetic monks.In the beginning of the year, but by February, we kind of discover that monastic life is not for us.
Now let's take a break. Listen to a song from The Fray, Look After You.
The hurry up and wait. My
The Fray with Look After You.
Okay, now let's move on to today's biz news. 接下来呢，我们听听今天的财经资讯。Chinese box office grow 43% to hit 6.2 billion yuan in 2009. 19年中国电影票房增长 43%, 达到62亿人民币。
Chinese box offices grew 43%. Some 600 films screened in China last year grossed 6.2 billion RMB, or about 908 million US dollars at the box office. This is according to the Chinese Film Authority. It was a 43% increase from 2008. And how homemade films outperform foreign ones for the seventh consecutive year, accounting for 56.6% of the overall revenue. 12 films made by Chinese filmmakers each ranked in 100 million RMB, including the star-studded film The Founding of a Republic, which was made to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the founding of the PRC. The film, a huge domestic box office success, almost leveled with Hollywood blockbuster Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen, which took 450 million RMB. Due to increasing revenue in the past year, 626 new movie theater screens have gone up, bringing the total number to 4,700 nationwide, and 142 new cinemas went into operation. The booming film market signaled a comeback of moviegoers to cinemas, which has encouraged distributors to open theaters in smaller towns. In the 1990s, when China's film industry was seriously challenged by a booming TV market, cinemas closed in many small cities and towns.
All right, that was today's biz news. Now let's move on to today's financial hot words. The first one is depreciation, 减价贬值的意思。
Yeah, depreciation is the idea of an asset losing value and worth over time. Anyone that owns a car knows a lot about depreciation. As they say, once you drive it off the lot, it already has depreciated.
Second one is devaluation, 是货币贬值的意思。
Yeah, devaluation lends more of itself to currency devaluation. For example, Venezuela just devalued their currency to make them more competitive in a global market, lessening the value.
So what's the difference between depreciation and devaluation?
Well, depreciation deals more with an asset, usually a physical thing, a building or a car. And devaluation is usually speaking about cash or a stock.
没错，那 depreciation 呢，主要是讲的是比方说汽车或者是不动产这种资产的贬值，那么 devaluation 呢，主要是指的是货币贬值。 Alright, that was all for today's financial hot words. Now let's come to the end of today's show. We're going to end up today's show with a song from Nickelback, Far Away. We're going to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow. Have a great night.
北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
Cookie 经济学，
欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学，今日茶点：狗股理论 ，Dogs of the Dow Theory。狗股理论是美国基金经理奥西金斯提出的，没精力没能力钻研股市的投资人只要买进道琼斯工业指数中股息率最高的十只股票，再根据十强榜单每年刷新换仓，就能跑赢大盘。1975年到1999年，狗股理论的投资回报高达18%，市场平均水平只有3%。
瑞士一波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻一生相伴，瑞士一波路表。